Lesson 2, Adding Child Pages. To the right, you will see a link to the eSchool View help section so that you can click on that in order to get into your page in case you forget, as well as an encyclopedia example of child pages is to the right, which we will refer to later. So let's look at the learning targets. Number one, teachers will create a one window child page. Number two, teachers will create a two window child page. And number three, teachers will create a child page under a child page, which is kind of like a grandchild page of sorts. Brainstorming session. To begin, we have given a little insight about child pages in the previous lesson. Basically, child pages are listed under a parent page. For example, if a teacher named John Doe has a web page, it should be named like the following: www.allen.tkyschools.us/doejohn.aspx. When John Doe enters the management of his site, he will see the parent page, Doe John, and in brackets it is doejohn.aspx. This is the parent page. If he has additional pages, there will be an identifier to the left of his name. It is a plus sign. These pages below the parent page are entitled child pages. Just like a parent in real life, some have more than one child. You can have more than one child page as well. As you expand your site, one note to ponder is that you can have child pages under child pages, which in real life would identify grandchildren. So we'll call them grandchildren pages. I like to relate this to old school research in an encyclopedia. If we look up at China, underneath China is subheadings like people. Underneath people might be population. Click on this link for a visual representation, which is over to the right. Before we move on to the creation of child pages, I want you to brainstorm about your teacher website. Go to the assignments tab and complete the brainstorming session before moving further into today's lesson. You may do that now. Creating a child page. In order to create a child page, you must log into eSchool View. Refer to introduction if you do not recall the web link. Number one, beside your web page name, usually your teacher name, select the plus child page. Number two, now name your page. This will be displayed in the web browser. Example, page name is robotics. The website would be www.allen.kyschools.us/robotics.aspx. Number three, this is a note. If someone has same page name in your school, it will add a one beside it. Example, someone has also created a website named robotics. It will be named robotics1.aspx. This is just an FYI, not really that important. Number four, choose to have one window for this assignment. Number five, select the tout group from the touts for your school. And for default, it will be none, so change it to whatever the school's touts are. Number six, click save. You have created a child page. Now let's look at what we've done. Click on the content pages tab at the top of the page, which is in blue. It will be under the welcome, whatever your teacher name is, in the blue. These tabs are referred to as breadcrumbs. They're a lot better than using the back button. Now let's move on to another assignment. Looking at your content page, that should be displaying your teacher page and a newly created child page under, we are going to create a grandchild of sorts page. So do the following. Beside your new child page, select plus child page. Number two, name it. Number three, select two windows. Number four, select your tout group. Number five, click save. Number six, now let's add more to this assignment and select window one in your newly created page. It should be 520 pixels in width. Change it to 360. Now repeat the process for window two. It's 200 pixels, but we're going to change it to 360. You have successfully created a two-window page that is of equal width. To look at that page, look toward the top of the page and click View This Content Page. Now we have a little bit of a discussion board here. Question one, if you create child pages, how will you now organize your website? Question two, if you can create child and grandchild pages, what else can you do? And number three, how do I get to my child pages? Thank you.